the success, I think, has been more just, you know, attacking the ball and having more of an aggressive mindset and attitude in the game. And I think when you do that, balls are going to come out. You're going to intercept balls. And I think it's just the nature of the defense and the nature of the kind of guys that we have out there. Aggressive attacking is the key words there.
This 3-4, I mean, after seeing it now for 4 preseason games, is it exciting?
For sure. You know, and I think it breeds aggression because it is an aggressive defense. And also that aggressiveness, I mean, golly, if you're not aggressive and you're playing, you know, aggressiveness is part of a football player's mentality. And so to be in a defense that breeds aggressiveness, I think gets everybody excited and gets everybody ready to roll.
Do you feel good about where you're at? I mean, you kind of took your opportunity and ran with it in preseason.
Well, you know what? I live moment to moment, man. Every moment is an opportunity, and I think that could be said in any endeavor that you're in. And I just embrace the moment, let it carry me to the next, and by golly, we'll see where it takes us. What, man? Come on, write that in your book and save that. You know what? Preseason, I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, it's a situation where it's training. Let's not, you know, say more than it is. It's a training session. That's what we were doing. We're training hard, and I think it's encouraging because your training tends to carry over into the regular season. And so, you know, hopefully it carries over, and I think it will.
So you got to be excited to finally get.
You're excited, but you can't look at it and say, oh, since we did that, it's automatically it's going to take course. No, we have to go out and make it happen.
Looking at the Spurs offense, obviously Olsen and Cutler are the two top guys in the full game. Anything you saw that you expect them to try to do that maybe that you didn't see last year, especially with Cutler and Olsen?
Well, one thing that really jumps out at me as I watch film on him is I think Greg Olsen is a lot better and more consistent blocker in line. And so potentially maybe they're going to be a little bit more of, I mean, I thought last year they were more of a passing team against us anyway. And maybe this year they're going to be a little more balanced, you know, having Greg being able to be better inline blocker. You know, maybe that will happen. Maybe that will be something that will be a little tweak to this year based off of the progression of the players.
Going up against Greg Olsen, what kind of matchup problems, or does he give you guys problems with the way you guys run?
Well, he's their best receiver. He's a guy that can get out on the perimeter, and he's, you know, they use him in all different types of settings, in a fullback setting, H-back, tight end, out as a slot receiver, and even as a wideout. And so he's all over the place, and I think that he's, you know, been very successful. They're very high on him, obviously. I think they form the whole offense around the guy. So for us, it's just a matter of going out and playing fundamentally sound and not getting too caught up with one thing and, you know, have a tunnel vision and lose the focus of the big picture.
What's it like when the game starts and the games count for real and you go against the Bears?
It's great. I mean, this is how you want it, man. This is what we trained for. This is what we worked hard for, and here we are. So let's see where we go from here. For me, it's just a matter of you just embrace the moment and go.
Everybody says to take it game by game, but it's just a little bit different when you got to go against the Bears.
Well, dude, they're our rivals, and they're, you know, we've been a rival for 80, 90 years, and it's been, I mean, come on, man. They've been great games, and they're shooting for us, we're shooting for them, and it's going to be a clash of the Titans. There you go. Is that what you wanted me to say? You got it. I'm just kidding.